In a filing last night in a New Orleans federal appeals court, the Trump administration launched a new offensive against the Affordable Care Act. It introduced a more aggressive, broader position that has the Department of Justice moving to strike down the entire ACA. Julie Robner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, is with me to explain more. Julie, first, how big a surprise was the nature of this filing?
It was a pretty big surprise. There was a deadline. We knew the administration had to sort of submit its brief. This is an ongoing appeal of the original court decision from back in December. But I don't think anybody was expecting the administration to actually change its position the way they did.
So let's go back, if we could, to the Supreme Court and the individual mandate. So what makes this argument, in fact, news that needs to be talked about today? What is the administration doing here?
So in 2012, Chief Justice Roberts basically led the five judges who upheld the Affordable Care Act by saying that it was a tax, and they cited the tax for people who tax penalty for people who didn't have insurance. Flash forward to 2017, the Republican Congress failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but in the tax bill they eliminated the tax penalty, and they said if you don't have insurance, the tax penalty will be zero. So a bunch of Republican attorneys general, shortly after that law passed in early 2018, sued and said, no tax and the whole thing's unconstitutional. The administration weighed in a couple of months later and said, we don't think the whole thing's unconstitutional without the tax, but maybe just the pre-existing condition protections, because those were put in place so that they would be, the idea of the tax was that healthy people would sign up, and that if you didn't necessarily have the healthy people because there is no tax penalty anymore, the insurers might not be able to afford to provide protections to people with pre-existing conditions. They thought those things were so tightly connected that maybe those would have to fall. But now, and of course the judge in December ruled for the Republicans, for the Republican attorneys general, saying that yes, the whole law has to be struck down. Democrats appealed, and now the administration has changed its position from saying that, you know, only those pieces that were so interconnected with that tax penalty need to be struck down to, we agree with the rest of the Republicans, we think the whole law needs to go, and our brief will come later. So we don't know what their reasoning is yet.
Well, and you explained it well as far as the pre-existing conditions are. That seems to be something that is popular among a huge percentage of Americans. Does this in any way indicate that the administration wants to get to work on Congress on something new? Of course, we heard repeal and replace that phrase over and over again. What is the political machination behind this?
Well, the Democrats, of course, are now in charge of the House. Mm-hmm. They're not going to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. In fact, today they are unveiling their fixes to the Affordable Care Act. They want to expand the law and overturn some of the things that the Trump administration has already done, like allowing people to buy short-term plans that don't necessarily cover everything. So the Democrats are going in a completely different direction. I honestly don't know what the politics of this are for the administration. They were already on record as saying we don't support pre-existing condition protections, at least as they stand in the law, and now they're on record as saying we think the whole thing should go away.
Another way in which the timing seems so fascinating. So have you heard any pushback from any Republicans who either from swing districts or those that feel like, well, okay, maybe we agree with this premise, but we want to approach it in a different way?
Not yet, but I'm sure we will be seeing that as the day goes on. Remember, this happened after close of business last night. It was after 9 p.m. Eastern time that this mm-hmm. all went down. So there's been not a lot of reaction from Republicans yet. Plenty of reaction from Democrats.
States like Arizona that fought hard to expand Medicaid. Does this filing mean anything for states like Arizona potentially?
Well, only if the entire law were to be struck down, yes, the Medicaid expansion would go away. It's important to remember that the original judge who found for the Republicans stayed his ruling pending the appeal. As far as I can tell, the Justice Department is not asking for any change in that stay. So nothing happens, presumably, until this all goes to the Supreme Court, which could be more than a year away. But it's more of a political statement than a substantive statement at this point. But it's quite the political statement.
Julie Robner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thank you.
Thank you.